NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
So, as I mentioned earlier, I spoke to Dogpa, who are currently based in Serbia, and they've recently released their debut album called Dogpa. So I gave them a bell and had a wee chat. Here you go.
I'm Sam Perry.
And I'm Henry Nickel.
And we're Dogpa. How about you?
What are you guys up to this evening? Thursday night, there in Serbia?
Yeah. We've just been hanging out in a studio we share with a bunch of our friends' bands. While our friend making a documentary on it, we've just been sitting on the couch.
Smoking. I've heard you guys are night owls.
Yeah. The word's spreading.
So you moved to Serbia about 6 months ago. How's life there? How's it treating you?
Living the dream. Yeah. Absolutely living the dream.
Good fishing, I hear.
Yeah.
The best. Some of the best.
International.
It's becoming more difficult now that the ice is starting to do its thing. So we have to wait till spring. But the lakes are going to start icing over soon, you know?
That makes sense. So congratulations on the debut Dog Power album.
Thank you.
It was like mostly written in New Zealand and recorded in New Zealand, right? So it's been a while coming to put out. How does it feel now that you've got it out there?
We're just ready to do the next thing, eh?
Yeah, we just keep looking forwards. We've put it out, but we're too focused on the next release to.
We're happy though.
Think much of it. We
like the pink records.
We're happy that everyone gets to hear it at last.
Yeah, I bet. I just handpicked some of my favourite songs on the album, starting with the second track, Come Back to Paris. Can you tell me a little bit about that track? What did you use to program that sort of industrial, metallic-y sounding drum beat?
I think it started off as some like sound, just
some
back.
Weird sample, and then we recorded Sam breathing over it, going stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it was like from an orgy scene or something in some movie, though, wasn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Jackson Harry to shred on it. He does the guitar shredding.
I was going to ask who did the shredding. Who is it, sorry?
Jackson Harry. He's one of New Zealand's best kept secrets. He lives in Dunedin. He plays in a band with Christine Voice.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and he also does stuff with Alistair Cabray. Really beautiful music. Great guitar player.
Come back. the song kind of leans on the refrain, you know, come back to Paris. Where did that line sort of surface from?
I fell for a girl on tour a few years ago in Paris, and that's what all the lyrics in the song are based around.
It's a love song.
It's a love song, yeah.
They're all love songs.
They're all love songs.
Well, that's a good segue into the next song that I wanted to talk about, which is Love Potion, which is playlisted on BFM. I know the comparison has come up before, but the piano line in the song really does sound similar to the Stranglers' Golden Brown.
It does, yeah. It's got similarities.
It was an accident?
Great minds think alike.
Yeah. What other...
On heroin.
Yeah, we did it without the heroin.
we did it without the heroin.
What other layers are happening in that track there? What else is going on in the sort of mix of sounds?
That's got more breathing in it as well, eh?
Yeah, that's also a sample from, I think, some Italian orgy scene in a movie. And
it's all about love.
It's all about love.
All good love songs need orgy sound and lots of breathing.
Yeah, and we've got this reverb pedal we use that when you put anything into it, just makes it sound ridiculous. And
yeah,
that's like a lot of the kind of psychedelic sounds in that song from that.
That whole record, actually, that this is a plug for the Digitech Digiverb.
Yeah, if you want to sound like Dog Power, get a Digiverb.
Spend $80 and get a Digiverb. They really, they make things sound real sharp and sort of crazy.
I need a love potion. I need a drop of devotion. Anyone will do.
Actress. It's the most lyrical of all the songs on the album. Can you tell me a little bit about the writing of that song and what inspired it?
Actually, it's from the same time as Come Back to Paris.
Hmm.
Another love song.
And that was actually like his demo for Zen Mantra, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an old Zen Mantra demo.
And then we jigged it up, if you know what I mean, with a friend of ours. We got jiggy with it.
Is your friend the female voice sort of just harmonizing near the end of the song there?
Yeah, that's my good friend Christy from Yumi Zuma.
Oh, cool.
So she just did that. It was our friend Josh Green, who lives in Auckland and plays in, what's his band called?
Ave Teth.
Ave Teth.
He added the main synth line to it and
stuff.
So there's quite a few people that have done little bits on the album as a whole.
A lot of our friends helped us write the songs.
I think because we were just making quite a bit of music, and our friends will make music as well, so whenever they were there, then they were just doing it with us, I guess.
Thank you.
the whole thing was recorded over a couple of different locations. A Masonic Lodge, is that right?
Yeah, that's where Jackson lived. And we recorded Come Back to Paris there, right?
No, the guitar solo of that was upstairs in Sophie's room.
That's right.
It was all over the show, really. But yeah, some was there. Some was at my dad's house when he went away. Some was at one of my flats. And then we went into Arthur's Pass and recorded some stuff there. And I had a day off work one time.
What do you mean? Like, in Arthur's Pass, where were you recording?
We just hired a little, called the Catholic Hikers Club fucking headquarters or something that.
Yeah.
We just hired it off the internet for a night and just took our gear up there and had one of those crazy nights, if you know what I mean.
Nice. The last song I wanted to ask you about in particular is Not Human, because as soon as I heard it, it gave me those Iggy Pop nightclubbing vibes, that Roland drum machine sound.
Yeah, we 100%, we based the song.
The song is not based around that song at all. It's just the drum beat's the same.
I was going to say, we originally, like, the demo, we sampled Nightclubbing's drum beat and based around that, so that's what you're getting that from.
We need to write more disco for you guys.
I'd love to hear more disco hits. Is Serbia giving you good disco vibes?
So many vibes.
A lot of different vibes.
So tell me a little bit about how Not Human came together once you had the sort of Nightclubbing sample.
It was from a demo that I recorded, and then we said we need drums for it, so we just put those drums to it. And then eventually we got our friend to remake the drums, so we couldn't really get in trouble for using Iggy's one.
I had a feeling I let it.
That was Longplayer. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.